Hello?
Yes, sir. Mr. Davis?
Yes.
This is Chris with Emergency Roadside Assistance. I'm not really sure what's going on with the providers in that area this evening. They seem to be really busy. The only one that I could actually get on the phone to confirm anything with said he could have someone there at 8 a.m. to pick up the vehicle. And if you need, could get your ride, you could just leave the keys with the vehicle and he can pick it up unattended.
I'd love to do that, but it's on the side of the freeway.
Yes, sir.
Like, that doesn't seem normal. Like, what if some other random tow fucking company picks it up? Like, I don't mean to come at you like that, but, like...
Yes, sir, I understand. I understand. I'm not sure why the ETAs are running so long this evening. We're also having some system issues. For some reason, the tickets are just disappearing in the system until, like you did, a customer calls back in and says, hey, what's going on with my service this evening? But as far as leaving the vehicle unattended, that's entirely your call. You could put the keys someplace and we'll let the driver know where the keys will be.
I get it. That's my call. No, dude, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why the fuck would a tow company tell me to leave my car there until 8 o'clock when it's on the side of a freeway when there's supposed to be 24-hour service?
Yes, sir. No one's telling you to leave the vehicle there. We're just letting you know that you can if you
I know you're not telling me, but why would I sit in my car until 8 a.m.? Like, so I'm like at a disadvantage, as you can see.
Yes, sir. I completely understand, and I do apologize for the inconvenience. Unfortunately, that is the soonest that anybody has told me that they could get to it.
I got you. I hear you. I hear you. That's amazing.
Yes, sir. Now, if you can contact your own provider and would like to pay for the service out of pocket, you do have the right to submit that to your insurance provider.
No, I did that, though. We did that. That's how we did it the first time. And then they gave me this number to call.
Yes,
I
sir.
I called Mercury Insurance to do this, and that's how I imagine they would have done it. They gave me the best. Hey, you know, it's not your problem. I'll figure this out. Have a good night.
Yes, sir.